Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
True crime today.
Chad and Lori Daybell in court asking the judge for several requests, and the answer? A big giant no.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Oh my goodness, if you've been following the Chad and Lori Daybell case, it's a saga. If you've been on Dateline, Mommy, Dearest, there's so many things with this case, and it's almost impossible to explain it all in a short period of time. In the nutshell, basically, it looks like the Daybells killed their ex-spouses, ended up falling in love. Their children went missing. While they were missing, quote-unquote, they went and got themselves married in Hawaii on a beautiful beach and a ceremony where they believed everything was great. They also believed that they were like the chosen few that were going to be ruling the earth as Christ comes back. And they thought their children were zombies and also killed them. And it also appears that Lori's brother was also killed as well, and they were very likely responsible for that. There's a lot of accusations against these people. And they found the kids buried in the backyard, by the way. So that's, in a nutshell, what's going on. There's other layers to this onion of hell, but that's the best I can do in 60 seconds to get into this story. But Chad and Lori Daybell appeared in court just a few days ago for a hearing, and they discussed several requests. During a motion hearing, attorneys for Lori Vallow Daybell and Chad Daybell made a bunch of these requests to Judge Stephen Boyce. The judge denied Chad Daybell's request that the trial be postponed until 2024. And Lori Daybell's request to remove the possibility of the death penalty, he said no. In this case, the prosecution claims that the facts are egregious and horrible, which they are, and they have enough evidence to warrant that the death penalty is appropriate. They say that they have sufficient evidence that Lori Vallow Daybell meant for Tammy Daybell and two of her children to die, and that she took part in their deaths.
Good Lord.
Yeah. The judge also ruled that the couple will not be permitted to meet in person to discuss their defense plan before their April trial and denied a motion for prosecutors to sequester a jury. He said he would issue written rulings on the other requests at a later date. The grandparents of Lori Daybell's children, Larry and Kay Woodcock, reacted to Thursday's court hearing, saying, "I feel like the world is praying that this trial goes forward and that we have a good, honest, straight-up trial focused on the evidence," said Larry Woodcock. "I believe this case is going to be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. They can make all the excuses, but in the end, they are guilty of murdering their two children." Have you been following this one?
A little bit, and I'm going to be really super petty right now. I hope that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what a Shih Tzu is? It's a dog.
I always called it a Shih Tzu, but yes.
Well, you can, whatever you want to call it. They're a lot like a Lhasa Apso. Mm-hmm. But when they go into the groomers, and you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything we're talking about? But work with me here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when they go to the groomer, they the groomer will take like the hair on the top of their head and put it in a little ponytail on top of their head. And I saw when the story, I think when Lori Daybell ended up in court back in 2022, when it was first brought in, she had that same like top knot on her head, that little ponytail on the top of her head. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a Shih Tzu lady. And that's how I got introduced to this case, was her absurd hair. So yes, I have been following it because of her hairstyle.
Have you ever heard of the text messages between Chad and Lori Daybell that it has been admitted? I think it's been admitted to the court. I'm not quite sure, but it was revealed. The string of messages. I think I read them once on one of the podcasts a while back, and it's comically wonderful. They was basically Chad was kind of almost writing this love letter book to her, and it's like their story, but not the characters' names have been changed a little bit.
Oh dear.
And it's hilarious and insanely disturbing all at the exact same time. We'll do another dramatic reading of that soon here on the program.
Oh, God.
Because you can't make it up. There are so many. It's worse than a bad romance novel. It truly is, and it's all in the court documents. I have it here, but it's so long. I'm just seeing if I can find some.
Is this My Goddess Lover?
My Goddess Lover. But the next item down is the actual court document that is quoting the whole thing.
When their hands touched, he felt a shock pass through him.
Yes.
And his heart started beating fast.
Yes.
Elena was gorgeous and vivacious, and James was a little intimidated yet honored that she would talk to him. Oh, my God.
Tonight, I figured out who I feel like. Chad texted Lori. I'm a grown-up version of Harry Potter who has to live with the Dudleys in his little space under the stairs. Every few weeks, I get to escape and have amazing adventures with my goddess lover, but then I have to return to my place under the stairs, feeling trapped. But I sense permanent freedom is coming soon.
Fuck. Some people shouldn't have phones.
There's a lot of funny language in here. There was some really crazy shit. But yeah, we'll do a dramatic reading at another time.
Well, thank you for introducing this to me, because I didn't know this existed.
Oh my God. This is absolutely horrendous, this whole story. But it's another snapshot into humanity and what people are capable of doing, especially when you have two people that are capable of living their insanity together. This is what this is what happens. One alone, crazy. Two, they just kept backing each other up, and it just kept getting darker and darker and darker into this fantasy world. The Daybells both face murder, conspiracy, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of Lori's children, Joshua J.J. Vallow, and Tylee Ryan, and Chad's late wife, Tammy Daybell. Lori Daybell also faces charges in Arizona for conspiring to murder her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, her brother, Alex Cox, killed him, claiming self-defense. Cox then passed away kind of mysteriously in 2019 of natural causes. I think more so that he knew shit and maybe he could talk. They have both entered not guilty pleas. Lori Daybell has undergone treatment on and off in an effort to regain her capacity to take part in the trial. The judge rejected a motion made by Chad Daybell attorneys last year to separate their cases. They're trying to argue somewhat of insanity with her. They're trying to get her back to sanity. I don't know you're ever going to get somebody like this back to sanity. There's an interesting documentary on Netflix, Sins of Our Mother. It's told by her oldest son, who has, you know, pretty much disavowed his mother, and talks about just the crazy fall into insanity that she went into, where she was once a loving, sane mother, but then fell into this thing with Chad, almost, you know, brainwashed or really looking for, she was searching for something, and she found it in him. And it's scary how much someone can go from being sane and responsible and living a productive life to this.
You know, obviously mental illness can take a hold of somebody at any point in their life. I wonder, you know, was she completely sane before all of this started, or she was teetering on the edge, met this guy, and then just went full head on?
Wouldn't you almost have to be completely, like, at a level of insane, and you're able to kind of keep going and not really show your crazy cards to the world until somebody actually goes, let's see the crazy cards. It's okay. And then you get crazy cards.
Yeah, but I think you're right.
That's the update on that case as it continues to be processed and they get closer and closer to their court date. It's going to be interesting to watch. And of course, we'll continue to cover it here on True Crime Today, as scary and sad as it all is. That's going to wrap up this story on True Crime Today. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and stories. You can get a commercial-free experience on Apple Podcasts right now. Lock your doors and hide your
children. True Crime Today. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.